Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin, it's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease, and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage. River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai. Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Apartment people, my name is Dave and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin, it's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage. River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai. Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did she have a ghost with boundary issues, or was it something worse?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4880. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Oh, it is. And yes, we'd love to hear your ghost stories, so you can call it in. The number is 855-853-4802. Or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Right now, hit subscribe if you've not done so yet. Wherever it is you may be listening to us, do that so you don't miss any of our ghost stories, because we put out a lot of them every single day as we get into spooky season. They always get better. I mean, it's hard these days, honestly, to hear a ghost story and say the words, haven't heard that before. How about you?
Oh, I mean, every once in a while, yeah. I'll hear something. But I also hear stories where it's not quite the same, but there's connections to like three or four of them that I remember.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, everyone is unique to a certain extent. Then you get a lot of relation. It's rare, though, when I get one where it's like a concept or a place that I've not heard a story from.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of, I don't know. I don't know. It would stand out to me if it'd be like that I have not heard yet. Because there's been so many interesting settings. One of the creepiest settings to me that we've ever heard ghost stories about is in a school setting, like like a 1970s, 1980s type built, you know, big brick public school, or 60s built as well. I mean, just all of that, and you know, in the dark, there's not a ton of lighting, or it's just very, you know, lofty. And those are spooky settings. And we've had stories of, you know, people hearing someone like in a bathroom and like trying to communicate through the door and all sorts of creepy stories in those sort of settings. How about you?
Like, one of my favorites that we had maybe a year or so ago, 2 years ago, was actually out of the UK. And it was a story of like this really old house kind of thing. And houses there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years old. And like in America, you know, maybe 200-300 years old is all you're going to get here. Mm-hmm. that was, for me, the creepiest thing, because I could picture it in my mind. I could picture the stone house. I could picture the walkway out front, the whole thing. And I just think that stories from there sometimes are even scarier than stories from here, because there's a longer history in some regards.
You get layers of ghosts.
Yes.
And I wonder with that, if you have layers of ghosts from different eras, do they all interact with each other from no matter what era you're from?
I don't think so. I don't. And I also know that there are some places that are haunted that have relatives who are, quote unquote, haunting the place, and they don't even know the other one's there. Think about that one.
That's interesting.
Like a mother daughter, they both died tragically in the house. The house is investigated. They somehow connect with both of them in one way, shape, or form. But then when they ask this in communication with these spirits, these entities, did you know that so-and-so is also here? No freaking clue.
So it sounds like death is a real glitchy mind F, basically.
I think so. I think just like life is that way. Yeah. Like every life is just a little different. There's always good stuff, but there's some really effed up stuff too.
Yeah.
I think that death or your energy, whatever state it's in at that point, I think it can be different for everybody.
Yeah. It just seems like very glitchy. where it's like things are here and there, and like sometimes the rule applies here, but it doesn't apply there. And there's not like an agreed upon, okay, here's the rules.
That's what makes it so difficult to investigate, because everybody's got their own theories, and one investigation is nothing like another one.
I just kind of got to go into it going, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. And you tell, like, I want them to tell me. I want them to and then, but at the end of the day, I don't know. Because I think once you think you know something, that probably narrows your focus a bit.
I don't think you're open-minded to other possible outcomes or solutions.
Sure. No, I agree. Let's go to the phone call, 855-853-4802. The story, she grew up in a Utah home that on paper had no reason to be haunted, no tragic deaths, no ancient burial ground, not even a murderly crawl space. But ghosts don't always need a good backstory. From mystery footsteps to invisible visitors opening doors, and that one time somebody took her picture while she was sleeping without tagging her. How rude. Christina's house had all the makings of a paranormal Airbnb. Even her no-nonsense dad eventually admitted something weird was going on. This is her story in her own words.
Hi, this is Christina. I recently sent in another story, but it was short and sweet, so I don't know if it's going to be put on the show, but I hope this one will be. I live in Utah, and my dad bought with my mom and built a house on top of it. This house was there before all the other ones around us. Like, the whole neighborhood was just land. So I know for sure nobody just like randomly died in the house before my mom and dad bought it, or something creepy happened or something like that. I really think all of these experiences that I've had growing up in that house definitely stemmed from something outside than physical. Like, nobody died in the house. You know, I think it was maybe residual energy in some sort of way. But the one experience that I want to talk about is getting like checked up on growing up, like when I was sleeping in my room. Like, my mom would definitely come in and kiss me on the forehead and see if I was doing okay at night. And I knew that it was her, because you just kind of know, you know? And there was other times, though. I wouldn't say this happened often, but I wouldn't say that it happened rarely. But when it did happen, it was so weird. But I would have these times where I'd be sleeping and somebody would walk into my bedroom, like I'd hear the door open, and somebody walk a couple steps, turn around, and then close the door. And then the next day I'd ask my mom and dad, like, hey, did you come and check up on me last night? And both of them would be like, no. that was really weird growing up with. There was another time which was more, I would say it just gives me the heebie-jeebies now that even if I think about it. I moved downstairs after my brother moved out, and it felt like somebody opened up the door, walked into the room, and this was a bigger room than the one that I had upstairs. You can kind of hear where they're going in the room, and it just kind of sounded like it walked up to my bed, and it sounded like somebody took my picture, like on a, like one of those, what are they called? Like recycle cameras that you'd get from like Walmart back in the day. So you'd have to go in and get your pictures and print them out. But it sounded like that. And so that freaked me out. And I remember that vividly, and it still freaks me out even thinking about it. Like somebody took my picture while I was sleeping. This is when I was like 16, 17 maybe. And I asked my mom and dad the next day, and they said no, like they never even came up or came down the stairs or anything, like they actually slept good that night, which blew my mind because I'm like sitting there like, what the hell, like then who took my picture? Like there's no way, like somebody took my picture, you know? But yeah, that experience was pretty weird. Pretty frightening, I'd say. Another one I would say is that I got woken up by somebody tapping my shoulder really hard. Me and my brother used to hang out downstairs a lot and watch Ghost Adventures. The TV was facing the rest of the living room, and then the couches were facing the wall. So when you're watching the TV, your whole back was to the rest of the living room. So I was on one of the couches where I'd be facing the TV directly. So my back, you know, was facing the living room. And I fell asleep. I was completely out of it. I was dead asleep. And it felt like somebody took their two fingers and tapped on my shoulder super hard. Like they were mad at me or something, you know. And I woke up in an instant. And my brother was just passed out. And I'm like, did you do that? And no answer. He's still sleeping. And then the next day I asked him, I said, did you do that? He goes, no. And for the longest time, I thought he was lying to me. So throughout these years, I've asked him, like, hey, you sure you didn't do that? And he goes, yeah, I promise. Like, I did not do that. And my brother kind of knew. Like, there was something in that house that we could not explain from the start. But after I've moved out of my mom and dad's house, my dad has said that he's woken up by footsteps. And I'm like, yes, finally, you know what we're talking about, because me and my brother would hear footsteps all the time at night. I mean, almost every night I moved downstairs in the little bedroom at one point. I swear, like, I was in that bedroom for only, like, 2 weeks. But for that 2 weeks, I would hear footsteps. And I'd run into my brother's bedroom being like, did you do that? Like, were you walking around? He's like, no, I thought you were. So it kind of makes me feel better to know that, like, we're not crazy. We know for sure, like, there's something in that basement. There's something in that house that didn't deliberately, like, cause us harm or hurt us in any way. But it was definitely scary to grow up with. Yeah, hopefully this gets put on to the show. I love what you guys do. Okay, bye.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on all that?
Well, I think, you know, A lot has to depend on like where the land is, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, no, maybe no other houses were there. That doesn't mean that there weren't settlers at one point. Who knows if there were Native American massacres that took place there. Mm-hmm. It sounds to me like something was definitely visiting her. Mm-hmm. The weird thing is that picture. Like, I think she was coming up trying to say disposable camera.
Yeah.
That was just weird. Like, who the hell would want to take picture? That's creepy.
Yeah.
You never know. People walk, hey, can I take your picture? Like, no, that's not.
I mean, that happens to you because you're a celebrity.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It not never does. But I had a creepy experience once when Harper was little. We were at a Burger King in a play place, you know, the cleanest places in the world that children gravitate to. And there was one guy walking around and he kept like trying to take pictures of my daughter. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Ooh.
And he's like, oh, she's just so cute. I'm like, do not take pictures of her. Oh, but she's just, I don't. you better leave right now. Well, I'm just eating my, you better leave right now.
And God, people are so weird. I hate human beings.
I hate, oh my God. And he was, and it was like, there was nobody else in the fucking place. So it wasn't like there was a bunch of kids. It wasn't like his granddaughter was over there. It was my daughter by herself. And he's like on the other side of the play place, like with his fucking phone out. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think we ever went to a play place ever again.
Your daughter's not allowed out of the house.
Well, no, honestly, you know, she, I don't know. When we were kids, I don't know if the play places were just so new, you know, that it was like, holy shit, they're clean. But some of these look like they are still from that era and have not been cleaned since the 80s. And, they're just so dirty.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't like about it. And I don't remember any of us ever complaining about it being dirty when we were kids, or even maybe thinking about it or caring. I don't know if our parents thought the same thing, but
I don't think our parents, knowing your mom and my mom, they wouldn't have let us play in that stuff if it was dirty.
Yeah, I don't think they would have. So, I mean, they must have been cleaner. But that was the biggest thing of just how dirty they are. But even my daughter, when she was little, was like, these are just dirty. I don't like playing in this. So she was already checked out of it because of how dirty a lot of them are.
But I'm stupid because, first of all, my mom, Geraldine, would never let us go to McDonald's. No play place for Todd to play in.
No play. Well, back then it wasn't even the indoor ones. That was like the outdoor, you know, burn your ass.
Jungle gym, fall, crack your head open. Yep. Correct.
And I tell you what, I still have nightmares about getting stuck up in the fucking Hamburglar. I did not ever get stuck in the Hamburglar, but I've had nightmares about getting stuck in the Hamburglar. It is what nightmares are made of for me.
Maybe in your subconscious life, you did.
I remember going up there as a kid when I was little. And you know the one, remember where it was on over by the Fleet Farm?
Yeah.
and I remember going up in there and I was like little enough and it was fine. And then I remember going up there a few years later and I was a little bit bigger. And it was like, oh, so claustrophobic, especially with all these other kids. And they're like trying to get past you and like you really physically can't. And you're just like pushed against the side of the fucking bars and the hamburger's mouth.
Okay, so I think, and this is my mind, this is where we're kind of connected. You're thinking of Mayor McCheese, aren't you?
Oh, Mayor McCheese. Yes, Mayor McCheese. Yes.
Because his head was open and then there were bars where his mouth
was. Yes, my bad. Yes, Mayor McCheese. Yes, yes. Yeah, that's a fucking nightmare.
We have a sick mindset.
I still have that nightmare. And then I'm transported back to junior high and Sabish and trying to get my locker open. Memories.
I'm just a random question. You don't have to answer it on the podcast. You pay your therapist well, do you?
Thank God there's insurance.
Yes.
And she says you only need to see me like once every 4 weeks now. And I don't know if it's because she doesn't want to hear more of these stories or if I'm truly, truly healed. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all of that, check it out on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Apartment people, my name is Dave and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin. It's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage, River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai. Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Apartment people, my name is Dave and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin. It's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage, River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin. It's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease, and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage. River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Apartment people, my name is Dave and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin. It's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage. River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit LiveWithChampion.com. LiveWithChampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Apartment people, my name is Dave and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin. It's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage. River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Send summer out with a sizzle during the Omaha Steaks Labor Day Sale. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, juicy air-chilled chicken, beefy burgers, deli-style franks, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code FALLFLAVOR at omahasteaks.com today. Don't wait. Save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the Labor Day Sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code FALLFLAVOR. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.